Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, bless him all over the building. We worship you, my Father. We glorify you. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Bless the Lord.
Come on, let's just declare and worship His holy name.
And sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship Your holy name.
You're rich in love.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join me tonight on Faith on the Line. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. But tonight I am the host. She so graciously lets me host the last Friday of every month. So welcome to Faith on the Line with me, Prophetess Stacy. And tonight promises to be a night of prayer and prophecy. If you never join me for one of my Friday nights, then you're in for something special. I do believe that the Lord is going to bless you tonight. I believe in standing on the Word of God. So before we go into prayer, there will be a scripture read so that you have a word to stand on. At the end of the show, if there's anybody that needs prayer, be sure to mess one on your phone and I would be glad to pray with you. With that being said, the song that I played was 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord, by Bashir Hilliard. Get right on into it. Thank you, Prophetess Pate, for giving me this opportunity. To God be the glory for all things. Through him, to him, and for him are all things, as Romans 11:36 says. Once again, thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tonight, God has released a mandate. God has released a mandate. The text is Isaiah 40, verse 1 from the New King James. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. What an awesome God we serve. With everything that's going on in this world, for him to send a mandate now for us to be comforted. Proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that God cares about us. There is comfort for the people of God. He says again in Isaiah 40, verse 1, comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Tonight's prayer focus is God has released a mandate. Comfort my people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as your prophetess with your words in my mouth, attempting just as you asked to comfort your people. Now, God, I ask that you look upon that one that is grieving, that is going through so much. They don't know how they're going to make it from day to day. I ask that you remind them that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. It does not mean that they're going to be happy in the morning, but somebody needs to know that there is peace at the end of the storm that you're going through. Hear me tonight. There's peace at the end of the storm that you're going through. Look up on that one that is financially screwed. They don't have any more money to pay their bills. God, I ask that you look upon them like you did the woman in the Bible, Lord God, and that you send somebody prophetically to them, Lord God, to meet their needs, Lord God. I thank you that bills are being paid on tonight, God, giving somebody comfort, Lord God. Thank you for touching their minds on tonight, Lord God. Every mind is listening, Lord God, whether it's to the replay or listening live, God. Thank you for touching minds on tonight, God, and bringing forth comfort, Lord God. Thank you for healing broken hearts tonight, God, and bringing forth comfort, God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing bodies, God, and bringing forth comfort, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that the pain will not always last, God, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, Lord God, whether it's financial, Lord God. It will not always last, God. I thank you, God, that everything has an end, and that you are comforter above all comforters, Lord God. Your word teaches us that we should comfort with the same comfort that we have been given, God. Therefore, I release comfort on your people, on your behalf. I release comfort on your people tonight, Lord God. Look up on that one, God, and rock them like you would rock a baby, Lord God. Rock their spirit to sleep, Lord God, that they will not be up all night worrying and toiling and tossing and turning about this situation and that situation, Lord God. Let them know that after tonight's prayer, after tonight's prophecy, they have entered a place of comfort in you. There is a place of comfort in you. The Bible says there is a rest in you, God. Help us to receive that rest on tonight, Lord God, that we may stop struggling, Lord God, that we may stop fighting issues and people and situations, God, that we cannot win in, God. But help us to to operate in your comfort, Lord God, to be in your comfort, Lord God, to be in your rest, and to just receive on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you released this mandate, Lord God, that we may step into it, Lord God, that we may experience your comfort like never before, Lord God. Let the world look at us, Lord God, and not be able to understand why we have so much peace, why we have so much comfort, even in the midst of the condition of this world, God, even in the midst of the things that we're going through, God, we thank you for the Lord God that you're releasing upon our spirit today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to fight, God, because the weapon may get formed, God, but if we are not prosper, God, we thank you, Lord God, that whatever we go through, God, you're taking us through, and you're taking us through by the means of comfort on tonight. There has been a mandate release comfort. Comfort on tonight. Drink it in, receive it into your spirit on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to worry. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to cry. Somebody dry your tears on tonight. Somebody tonight, God is saving your marriage. God is restoring your marriage. God is healing your children. God is healing your body as well. We thank you, Lord God, for moving like only you can, God. We thank you for moving up on the waters, Lord God, for holding back storms from our lives. Not only physical storms, but emotional storms, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we may see the winds and see what the wind is doing, God, but we thank you that it's not going to affect our life. Take our comfort, Lord God, not after tonight. Nothing can shake us, nothing can move us, God, but we will remain steadfast and stable in you, God. Touch somebody's mind on tonight, God. Make them stable, make them bold, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let pain be released from them, God, and give them peace, Lord God. Surround them with your peace, Lord God. Overshadow them with your peace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing forth deliverance, Lord God, for delivering somebody off of that addictive substance, Lord God, whatever it may be, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for comforting them, Lord God, to let them know that they are set free and set free indeed. The Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. So I thank you for setting your people free on tonight, God. Thank you, Lord God, for the mandate of comfort on tonight. Shield somebody's spirit, God, from everything that they went past, everything that they went through in their childhood, Lord God. Comfort them to the point, Lord God, that when they give their testimony, God, nobody will even believe them. Nobody will even be able to look at them and tell. They will not continue to look like what they've been through, God. In the name of Jesus, but a great comfort will come upon them, God, and totally restore their lives on tonight, God. We thank you for moving and moving in power on tonight, God. Comfort, yes, comfort my people. He didn't say nothing about the devil and his crew, the devil and his counterparts, but God sent me tonight as a prophetess, as a woman of God, to comfort his people. He sent me to tell somebody to forgive yourself because I have forgiven you. Whatever that thing is that you've done in the past, I have no recollection of it. I have no record of it. I am not holding it against you. Therefore, take it out of your mind. Take it out of your spirit. No longer let it control you, but release it. And every time somebody comes to you to try to remind you of that thing, God says, you tell them that I have released you from it. I have set forth a mandate, and you are comforted. You are free. You are delivered from that place of torture, that place of pain. That is no longer you. Somebody, you're moving forward. That is no longer you. God has sent forth his comfort. He sent forth his comfort. He sent forth his word, and he is healing on tonight. Thank you for moving on tonight and healing bodies on tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for healing arthritis on tonight, God. Thank you for healing diabetes on tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for healing sight issues on tonight, Lord God. Thank you for healing sickness sale on tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for healing birth defects on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for getting in the bloodstream, Lord God, and attacking the blood issues, Lord God, that is attacking your people, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that somebody is getting set free from Graves' disease, from Crohn's disease, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, that whatever the issue is, God, still bigger and and better and above it all, God. Thank you for moving, Lord God. Thank you for bringing comfort to that mother that stays up at night worried about her children, Lord God. Thank you for bringing comfort to that wife, Lord God, that's worried about a husband out there, Lord God. Send him back home the way you sent the prodigal son back home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Send him back home with no attachments, Lord God, with no strings attached, Lord God, but send him back renewed, Lord God, renewed and ready to be a husband to his wife, Lord God, ready to be a father to his children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Order the footsteps of your people, Lord God. Everybody that has gotten themselves into a situation that has caused great drama, great turmoil in their lives, God, I thank you, Lord God, for releasing them from whatever the issue is, God, and bringing comfort to them, Lord God. Comfort them to let them know that they can get up and they can change. Comfort somebody right now, Lord God, to be like the prodigal son, to look at their situation and know that they can get up from right where they are and go to you. They can come to the Father. You don't have to stay where you are, somebody. You can come to the Father. Tonight, he is offering you his comfort. He is offering you his grace. He is offering you his mercy. He is offering you his love. He's coming to you with his arms wide open. He does not judge you the way people judge you. Even the ones in the church that are judging you in his name. God said, that was not me. I did not send them. Some people went on their own. But therefore, tonight I'm sending forth this word to let you know that this is authentic. This is real. This is your time. Come unto me, says God. Come unto me, and I will comfort you all tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for rocking somebody's spirit, rocking them to sleep. No longer will they walk the floor unable to rest. No longer will they toss and turn, unable to rest, Lord God. But I thank you for comforting the spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, look up on that one, God, that has been waiting on you so long for so many things, Lord God. Look up on them, God, and bring comfort to them. Comfort them in knowing that their time is coming. I thank you, God, for touching that mother that is barren right now. But I call her a mother, God, because I see you touching her womb and bringing forth children, Lord God. So comfort her in this season to let her know that she might be childless now, but it's not going to be that way forever. Comfort that one that is single now to let them know that there is a mate for them and that mate is coming in the name of Jesus in your timing, Lord God. We thank you for your comfort, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even though the world seems to be going to H-E-L-L, God, we thank you that there is still heaven and there's peace and there's comfort in you. We have heaven in you. We have peace in you. We have comfort in you. Glory to God. Comfort, yes, comfort my people. What a mandate from Almighty God we received on tonight. Comfort, comfort my people. Therefore, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That's what we say. Therefore, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Therefore, we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Therefore, there is nothing that we cannot do, but we can do all things to you that gives us a strength. Why? Because we're in a place of comfort. Nothing can shake us. Nothing can move us. But we are bold in the face of the enemy. We're bold in the face of the enemy, knowing that God has already taken care of the situation. Therefore, we can come in peace. We don't even have to fight. We can come in peace, knowing that Goliath has already fallen. We can come in peace. Whatever that Goliath is in your life, somebody, it has already fallen. Therefore, you can approach the situation in peace. It's no longer necessary to get out of your place of peace, but stay in your comfort zone. God has released his comfort on tonight. Somebody, I hope you feel his peace. Whatever you've been struggling with, whatever you've been arguing about in your home, whatever has been the drama in your home, on your job, receive his comfort on tonight. Receive his peace on tonight. Know that it's in his peace that people get delivered. Know that it's in his peace that people get healed and set free. Know that it is in his peace that things change and turn around. Know that it's in his peace that the storm released and went away. He spoke peace to that storm, and the storm turned. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking peace to our many storms on tonight and causing the storm to turn. Somebody, your whole life is turning around after tonight, turning around for the better. I see somebody turning around financially. I see somebody, you're turning them around into a new neighborhood, a new home, a new job in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for turning your people around. Thank you for releasing your comfort in the name of Jesus. Now, that when we look at the news, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that we will be in a place not to get disturbed, but we will look at it from a place of comfort and know that whatever the world is doing, you're doing so much better. You're doing so much greater for your people. Therefore, tonight, we thank you for showing yourself strong and sending us a word of comfort. And those of you that don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you need to get into this place of comfort. You need to get into this ark, because it's comfort. In coming days will be just like Noah's Ark, the place where you need to be, the place where you want to be. Somebody said that the safest place on earth is in the presence of God. The safest place on earth is in the presence of God. And I would like to add to that tonight, the safest place on earth is in the comfort of God. Therefore, I offer you tonight, if you do not know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, you do not know him as Jesus Christ, I invite you into his comfort on tonight. Father God, receive him into your comfort tonight, Lord God. Strip them of every worry, God. Strip them of every concern, Lord God. Strip them of everything that has torn them down in the past. Comfort them. Be a father to them. Be a mother to somebody else, God. On tonight, Lord God, help them to receive you, even though they may not fully understand everything about you. Help them to receive you on tonight, to bow their knee and confess that you are Lord and that you are Savior, and that they come to you as a sinner. And from that point, God, I ask that you help them to change. Help them to receive. Help them to drink of you. Help them to feel you. Help them to grow in you. Help them to be comforted by you and just feel your peace and enjoy life on a different level. People of God, now is your time to enjoy life, to be comforted and not moved, not shaken, not disturbed by anything the devil's trying to do, because he does not have the final say. The final say is in the mouth of the Lord. The Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. Therefore, hear his words on tonight and receive his mandate of comfort, because it is for you. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight. I pray that somebody receive it on tonight. I know I did. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Time. If there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio, Design Prayer, once again, just press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. (843) I'm coming to you first. Hello, thank you for joining. Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
This is Lisa. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just want you to pray for my husband, for his mind. I don't know what's going on with his mind right now, and just want you to pray for his mind. And he's being under stress, and just pray for his mind.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my sister on tonight, Lord God. You intervene in the situation that's going on with her husband, Lord God. I ask that you cause the enemy to take his hands off her husband's mind, Lord God, that the stress will be relieved, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and that your wisdom will come through, Lord God, and whatever it is that's stressing him, God, it will be defeated, Lord God, because your wisdom has entered, Lord God, telling him what he needs to do and what he does not need to do, God. Help him to break away from whatever's fighting him in his mind, Lord God, that he may have comfort, that he may have peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says that this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, and we decree and we declare tonight, Lord God, that his mind will turn around, Lord God, and have the mind of Christ, Lord God. Every worry, Lord God, every stress issue, Lord God, every source of conflict, Lord God, it will surrender to your name on tonight, Lord God, and we give you the honor and the praise for it, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you. No problem.
Okay. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm asking the Lord to have mercy and destroy and deliver me from any spiritual attacks on my feet and my tummy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
You're breaking up on my end. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, can you repeat what you just said? Maybe I can hear you if you say it again. Hopefully.
I said, I'm seeking the Lord to have mercy upon me, destroy and deliver me from any spiritual attacks on my feet and on my tummy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my brother on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for him, Lord God. I thank you for his life around, God, and every attack, Lord God, that's coming against his body, Lord God, that's coming against his life, God. I decree and I declare, God, that tonight it will be broken in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever time it is, God, where he is, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're moving in his timing, Lord God, and that you're going to break off every issue, God, that's concerning him, Lord God, and you're going to let him feel you stronger than he's ever felt you in his life, Lord God. Turn him around spiritually, Lord God. Turn him around physically, Lord God. Work out every issue that's concerning him in his life, God. Work it out for him. Be a God to him. Be a comfort to him. Be a peace to him like never before, God. We give you honor and praise for moving and moving in a mighty and speedful and powerful time in his life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for calling in.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else on the phone line tonight? Design prayer is so press one, and I would be glad to pray with you. If not, if I'm not on air, you can always contact me, always, no matter what. You can always contact me by calling or texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. You can call or text, or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as soon as possible, I promise. Once again, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight, whether you're listening live or to the replay. Thank you so much. Be sure to join my sister, Prophetess Paige, on Monday, because she will be in for doing a message on prolific fire. Her message will be, sow in your season. How many of you know that many of the things that you're asking God for, you have to sow into it? Sow into it. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. So she will be in the studio for Prolific Fire doing a message about that. That will be Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. I call in the same number that you called tonight, 347-426-3782. A flyer will be up on my social media site for that, all my social media sites for that. Also, she will be back here next Friday for Faith on the Line. Your regular host will be back. And I pray that all of you will join in Monday and Friday. Friday, call back the same number that you did tonight. Again, a flyer will be up on all my media sites for that. And let's join together and praise the Lord both Friday and Monday. That's what the Lord wants. He wants praise. And we should give it to him. To God be the glory. Everybody have a good weekend. Good night.